Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 49ers Unrestricted Podcast. I'm Timmy Gibson here with my co-host, Daniel Bigelow. Daniel, how you doing this fine morning? Afternoon?
Hey. Yeah, we're right in the middle there. How we doing? Happy Friday. Glad to be on talking some football. And we are in the month of the NFL draft, and it is quickly approaching. And so there is... feels like there's a mock draft coming out every day from somebody, lots of different takes, and so I'm excited to see finally where some of these guys truly land.
And don't you worry, Daniel and I have an episode chocked full of draft takes coming your way today. Before we jump into that, we do want to catch up on a little bit of 49ers news, and then we will be talking draft. Daniel, want to catch us up on some of the transactions the Niners have made recently?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go through some of what we already know, but just go from the beginning of March to now. We've already talked about some of this, but just as a reminder, Nick Sorensen is now our defensive coordinator, and Brandon Staley is assistant head coach. We've re-signed Colton McKivitz to a one-year extension. We signed George Odom to a two-year extension, and re-signed long snapper Rick Lovato. We released Eric Armstead, who has since signed with the Jaguars. We signed defensive tackles Jordan Elliott, brought Kevin Givens back, and signed linebacker Yetur Gross-Matos. Re-signed linebacker Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles and O-line John Feliciano to one-year contracts. Re-signed Chris Conley, signed O-line Brandon Parker to a one-year deal. Some of the bigger ones right here. Signed... linebacker from the Packers, Devondre Campbell, Leonard Floyd, the big one we are excited about, and two cornerbacks named Chase Lucas, Isaac Yiadom, and then as well as quarterback Josh Dobbs, and most recently, right after Josh Dobbs, Ezekiel Turner, linebacker. And now the new news, we signed former Packer running back Patrick Taylor. Figure he is... don't know if he's a lock as a roster spot, being behind McCaffrey, Mitchell, and Jordan Mason. That does make me question if we would draft a running back if we already have four NFL-experienced solid running backs. Announced the retirement of Logan Ryan. Not a big shock. He was practically retired before we signed him for the very end of season and playoffs. And last but not least, some probably more of note, signed cornerback Rock Ya-Sin, who I believe was a first round, if not a second round pick, to the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
He bounced around, spent time with the Raiders, and I don't know if he's a shoe-in to make the team or not, but definitely kind of one of those guys where it's like, okay, he's had some experience, had some high draft capital. What can the Niners do with him? What do you think about that?
It definitely shows kind of what the 49ers are after. I do want to add one move we missed. The 49ers did trade for defensive tackle Malik Collins from the Houston Texans. One of the moves they made to kind of fill that Eric Armstead void. But yeah, bringing in another corner makes a lot of sense, right? Right. The 49ers, all their corners have 1 year left in their contract. Traverius Ward, D'Amador Lenore, that's where those guys are at. Ambry Thomas has obviously never been the consistent player on the field they want him to be. So the 49ers have who they want to be their outside corners, right? Traverius Ward was one of the best corners in the league last year, and they love having D'Amador Lenore on the outside. The problem is D'Amador Lenore has also been their best nickel corner for a long time. So on those downs, he slides in there. And the 49ers were never fully happy with who they had in the nickel corner spot or the outside corner spot when Lenore slid into the nickel. So bringing in another name there makes a lot of sense. And I also expect the 49ers to make a move probably after the nickel spot in the draft. I hear it's a really, really good nickel corner draft, whatever that means. But I think that's something the 49ers will target. I think they want to go in to this year. To be honest, I think they want to go in with D'Amador Lenore being able to stay on the outside corner spot all the time. Daniel, I don't know if you have any thoughts on kind of what the Niners are after there.
Specifically with the corner, you said?
Yeah.
Or sorry, even more specific with the nickel. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Hard because Timmy and I were chatting beforehand, and we both love to read mock drafts and just see what analysts are thinking. And for different teams, there's more consistency in the picks than others. And obviously some of these guys like to kind of have fun and make different kind of picks of like, well, the teams could maybe go this route. And so a lot of the time you'll see differentiating opinions even with the same rounds and teams. But I feel like this year it is across the board. Every mock draft is a different, not only player, but position taken in the Niners, whether it's first, second, third, whatever rounds. And so I do think they're going to address the nickelback position or just the cornerback, because, you know, it could go either way with how they view Diamador Lenore and where he fits best. I think it is a, you could classify it as a draft need, but by no means would I put it as a priority. And I wouldn't like to see the Niners address that too early on. Especially with they've signed some cornerbacks, as we said, Chase Lucas, Isaac Yiadom, is how I would say it, Y-I-A-D-O-M, don't recognize the name, and Rocky Sin. But again, in the offseason, teams will sign guys and they might not make the team. There's a lot of signings that happen. So just because there's a multiple cornerbacks signed doesn't mean any of them actually stick. So I really do believe that they will take a cornerback at some point, and probably it's either going to be an emphasis on the nickel, or if it's not, that shows me that Diamador Lenore is who they probably have picked to play the nickel cornerback spot there. So that's really kind of my vague thoughts on it, but more important things in that position, I would say.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just do think it's something the 49ers are going to try to shore up. Well, with that, want to shift to what we kind of think are the team's most important needs and some guys that the 49ers might look for in the draft to fill those. This is the first time in a while the Niners have had a first-round pick after the Trey Lance trade. So that's very, very fun to be back in the first round, even though, you know, at the end of it with the 31st overall pick. But the Niners are going to make some moves. I think I saw a mock draft yesterday from David Lombardi where the 49ers actually moved up to, I think it was pick 18. They used, you know, their current first, their third round, and next year's fourth to get up to the 18th pick from the Bengals. This is obviously a mock draft, but in this, he had them use that to select Troy Fountanoo from Washington, an offensive lineman who makes a ton of sense for the 49ers if they were to move up. The reason for that is because he can play pretty much every spot on the offensive line. He played tackle in college. A lot of guys see him as more of a guard in the NFL, but some guys even say he could potentially play center. So someone who, regardless of if we realistically think the 49ers would move for him, I think is really good. That kind of highlights what the 49ers should be thinking about. I don't know, Daniel. What was your reaction when I told you about that mock draft this morning?
I would, you know, with that David Lombardi mock, that gets me really excited. I hadn't seen that or thought about that until you shared that. And I'm amped about that potential. I would love to see that. I really haven't thought much about the Niners moving up. It as you said, this is our first round pick since the Trey Lance trade years ago, and I really haven't thought about what it's like to have a first round pick and even have the possibility to move up into further into the first round. Pretty hard to move into the first round or move up higher in the first round without a first round pick. That's why the Niners haven't done that in a little bit, and so I'm all about that mock trade and selection that David Lombardi did. I would love to have the O-lineman from Washington. And I think that would be great. He has the versatility, as you said, to play different positions, whether it's competing with Colton McKivitz for right tackle this year, or, you know, we definitely have some need at guard, whether it's Aaron Banks, John Feliciano, Spencer Burford. It's not like any of them are securely in the starting role if someone was to come in. So I would really like to see that. Now I'm really hoping that we do trade up for a solid offensive lineman. If not, I think there is still the potential to have some solid offensive linemen, whether it's tackles or interior linemen, at the position at our first round pick.
Yeah, I think offensive lineman is the 49ers' biggest need, right? The only spot on the 49ers' offensive line last year that I think isn't in need of an upgrade is Trent Williams at left tackle, and he's 36 and still the best in the world, but might retire any day now, right? And then you've got Colton McKivitz, the team brought back for a one-year deal. Solid enough guy, but could be upgraded on. And then the guard spots, John Feliciano, I'd say again, solid enough, but could be upgraded on and has hinted pretty heavily he's retiring after this season. And then you got Jake Brendel at center, again, solid, could be better. And I think Aaron Banks was kind of the starting left guard. Kind of fits that solid, could be better category as well. So I think the 49ers, with their first round pick, need to think about the best offensive linemen they can get. And there's a few different guys that jump out. There's kind of three or four names I think are worth thinking about. Fountainer's great if he could somehow fall or the team moved up. Say you want to upgrade at the center or interior spots. Graham Barton out of Duke is a name you are going to hear mocked to the 49ers a lot. I think for multiple reasons. One, he's the best center in the class, and he's expected to be available or go right around when the 49ers are picking. So that's kind of convenient that he's going to be a first round grade. I think people expect him to go around then. I've seen him mocked to the 49ers a lot. Any kind of thoughts on the 49ers going with a center position?
Yeah, I would say, again, I've seen different mock drafts here. And so what I've seen mainly is a lot of the first few offensive lineman names are definitely taken early, right? And so what I've seen is guys like, and we even talked about this name last episode, I believe, but Amarius Mims, tackle for Georgia, in one of the mock drafts I've read, he goes the pick before us, which is annoying. So I'd love to see him be around longer so we can get him, but I've seen drafts where Jackson Powers Johnson, center for Oregon, seems to be the best interior offensive lineman, is there for us to select. So he can play center and guard. So I think I'd be excited if we got him with the flexibility. As you said, Graham Barton is another name that has been there for us. Tyler Guyton. But then center for West Virginia, Zach Frazier, definitely has been around. Because the centers won't go as much as early as a lot of the offensive linemen. Jordan Morgan from Arizona is another name. So I think the only reason that I would be bummed if the Niners didn't select an offensive lineman with the first round pick is because more offensive linemen went than they had expected, or than you and I expected.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, let us, because that is a deep position in this class, let us shift and let's get a top cornerback. Let's get a top, I really don't think I would like a defensive lineman or even edge pick with the first overall, depending on best player available. If the draft shook out differently than they'd expected and there really was a steal of a different position at the draft pick they're at, then I could understand that. I know enough names now to know how I would personally feel about it. But really, I'm really hoping that they trade up for a name like Troy Fatanu, if that's how you say it. I don't think Fashanu from Penn State would be there. I highly doubt J.C. Latham would be there. But Amarius Mims is a name where I really think he could be there or go right before us. And so I would like to see them trade up a few picks to, like, get one of them.
I think,
but if they got an interior guy like Jackson Powers Johnson with the first pick, I wouldn't be upset.
I think Mims,
either.
You named a lot of guys I want to talk about more, right? I think Mims has become my personal draft crush, mainly for the fact that he is a giant man. He is 6'7", 340 pounds. And, you know, when you're reading these scouts, I like to read Dane Brugler from The Athletic stuff. Just constant talk about, like, this man does not move like a 340-pound man should move, right? And I think the big knock against Mims is 8 starts in college, right? But he didn't allow a sack in any of them, and he was playing at Georgia, so he was playing real competition. His first 2 starts were in the college football playoff, and he did not allow a sack. Playing at right tackle, thought of as a guy who could develop and move over to left tackle, which is kind of exactly what I kind of want the 49ers to move for, right? That would be my hope, is that that's what kind of the Niners go after. Because the 49ers have the best possible left tackle for someone to learn under, right? In Trent Williams. So you bring in Mims, he can compete with Colton McKivitz right away for the right tackle spot, learn under Trent Williams, yep. And when Trent's done after this year or next year, slide right on over to the left tackle, and the 49ers are set at that spot for another decade. Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, very similar. Raw, athletic prospect who needs some development. And if I'm an offensive lineman who needs a development, or if I'm the 49ers, I'm like, we can develop a guy. We have Trent Williams. And Trent Williams, by all accounts, likes to help younger guys. Like, he's not the kind of star that won't help these guys underneath him. So I think grabbing one of those two guys who has all the athletic talent and just falls because of the lack of polish, the 49ers can get away with kind of adding that polish over the next season or two. So Mims and Guyton, I think, have to be the main names here.
Yeah, so I like your point of, a lot of teams do want these polished guys, these big names that can fill right in, can start immediately. And we really, like, yes, that's nice, but we really don't need that. Colton McKivitz was serviceable last year. I would like better, but he was serviceable. Trent Williams, I think we're in the perfect spot to get a guy, get a first-round pick who doesn't start and gets time to prepare and maybe get some snaps in there, but really watches Trent and learns from him. And it's total mentorship and, hey, let's talk and learn a lot more than let's go do. And so we're in a great spot for that. I know it's not always the most attractive thing to teams or to fans, but in a couple of years, it might be what's most attractive, or we'll see why it was so attractive. So I'm down to get a not-so-polished guy. I think Fatanu is polished. I think some of these other guys, you kind of went through some of the names, as a Graham Barton, probably not as polished. But I would be so okay with that. So, Timmy, what do you think? What are some of the names that you'd like to see if we go more of the unpolished route, but with this first round pick?
Yeah, I mean, Mims is the guy I want, and I couldn't tell you why. I've just seen pictures of this man, and he is a giant man, and I feel like we can teach him the rest. that's how I'm viewing it personally. So I think that's the name. I think Mims and Guyton are the names in the I don't think there are other names in the unpolished offensive tackle box that the 49ers should be thinking about. I think that's an easy. Those are the two guys. There's obviously, like, this is a really good offensive lineman class. It's a good spot for the 49ers to be in. Kingsley Sumataya out of BYU is another one you could hear. He's, you know, more of a second round guy, but thought of potentially available at the end of the first for the 49ers there. So he's another guy you could see the Niners going after. It'll be interesting. I think they go with the best offensive lineman available with that first round pick. Daniel, if the 49ers don't go O-line with the first pick, what do you see them doing?
Let's just say they do not go offensive line first round, and they don't trade it either. There's no movement. I bet they would take best cornerback available. I really don't think they need defensive linemen with first round pick. And so they've got Javon Hargrave, they've got Malik Collins, they've got Jordan Elliott. Yeah, who they signed. They've got Kevin Givens on the edge. They've got Nick Bosa, Drake Jackson, Leonard Floyd, Yedigross Matos. I really just don't think that's such a strong enough area of need to do that. Now, I have seen some takes that they take a first, some takes that they do select a wide receiver in the very end of the first round. I don't want that to happen, because I also think that tells me Debo or Ayuk are gone before the season starts, potentially, or they're preparing for that, because there's no guarantee yet that Ayuk is around after the year. And there's talk about Debo. I mean, he's getting up there in age, and who knows how much longer they can expect him to produce at the level he does. And you and I were just talking before we started recording about some of the things set up in his contract that kind of reflect that possibility. So I would I wouldn't like a wide receiver pick at the first end of the first round, just for like kind of what that means. And having Jawan Jennings still there, like I love our team for the year. And wide receiver is really one of those things where you don't need to address too early. Like once it's a need, it's a need, but you don't really got to do too much before it truly is a big need. So I could see some cornerbacks going. But I want to throw out, just as I feel like we're shifting away from offensive linemen, so I want to throw out a few names. I've seen some of these guys taken in the second or even the third round for the Niners, and these are some names I would also be happy with later on in the draft. I think some people would be upset if they went O-line the first two picks. I would not be. I would love it. I'd be so okay with that.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's guard, the biggest need.
Yeah. Guard from Kansas State, Cooper Beebe, I think would be awesome to have. I've seen him kind of at that timeline for us. Another name, a potential steal of the draft, is Roger Rosengarten, tackle from Washington. Didn't get like tons of playing time under comparatively to Troy Fatanu and guys like that, but I think he's legit. Guard Zach Zainter from Michigan. So just some of these names. Center from Michigan, Drake Nugent. These are some offensive linemen that I really do think could be legit and just happen to not be as flashy or get so much buzz. And so I would be very excited if we were able to get one of those guys, especially pair him with a first-round offensive lineman and be set for a number of years, because really Trent Williams is the only star on the offensive line. Jake Brendel did great, and I don't think they're trying to replace him, but it's just I would like – I always want depth at the offensive line, and I think we're in a place where since you and I have been active 49ers fans in the level of understanding that we're at now, I think this is the worst place we've been in our offensive line that I can really recall. We don't have.
I agree. I think it's by far the biggest need on this team, and it's not close.
And let's just address it hard. So I think kind of what I was saying earlier about, hey, if the Niners don't go offensive tackle with the first pick, well, why would they be doing that? I think because they could see a potential steal at the cornerback position. So right now on Pro Football
Focus.
Yeah,
I was going to say there's a couple corners I would that if they fell, I would love if the 49ers brought in. There's one name that if he were to fall, I think would be really, really fun because he's got a lot of versatility.
Yeah, is that the guy I'm looking at? He's the top-rated cornerback from Iowa, Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean, that's right. Cooper DeJean played safety, played corner, played nickel corner, which you may have heard is a bit of a need on the 49ers, obviously. I think Cooper DeJean, say there's a run on offensive linemen, people are a little worried about this leg injury. I think he had a broken tibia last year. He were to fall, I think the 49ers, if some of those O-line, like if Mims and Guyton are gone and DeJean is available, I could absolutely see the 49ers making a move and grabbing him. He could compete for that nickel spot, play safety. He could really fit anywhere on the
team.
He's
been getting a ton of hype right now. He's been getting a lot, even amidst that injury. So there has been, as I said, a lot of hype around him. There's been talk that people view him more as a safety than a cornerback. And so that's where I'm like a little hesitant, just because I think we're pretty good with safety, with Hufanga coming back eventually, and then Gibson and Jair Brown.
Yeah.
But the versatility.
I think some of the safety talk for him is a bit contrived. I mean, I've heard people say this is the closest player to Jalen Ramsey in the draft since Jalen Ramsey was in the draft. Like DeJean could play anywhere, and I think safety he absolutely could contribute, but even kick returner, that he could be a really valuable player. So I think he's someone who, if he were to fall and some of those O-linemen are gone, I think snatching him up would make the most sense.
Yeah, a couple other names that like I would be okay if they were still there at pick 31. Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Pro Football Focus ranks him 10th overall. A big name. Terrion Arnold, another name who I really, from Alabama, who there's just no way those guys would be there at 31. And I think those are the only three I would like feel good about.
Yeah. There's another name I want to mention. Mike Sanristil out of Michigan is thought of as one as the best nickel, pure nickel corner in this draft. Stop me if you've heard this before, but that is a need for the 49ers. He's going to be like maybe a late, like he's really an early second round guy, but say that all those names we just talked about went a little early. Maybe the Niners move back 10 spots or so, grab some good, get a good haul, bring in a guy like Sanistril. He could immediately, he would immediately be the team's nickel corner, allow Lenore to go back to being on the outside full time. So I think that is something if like DeJean, McKinstry and all those offensive linemen, which I doubt it just because of how strong of an all-line draft this is. I think those guys are still there. But say the guys the 49ers want aren't there. Maybe they move back 10 spots, grab Sanistril, lock up that nickel corner role. I think that could make some sense as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see the Niners move back just because they have a lot of draft picks. So let me just quickly tell you, we've said it before, but they have a first, a second, a third, three fourth rounders, a fifth, 2 6th rounders, and a seventh. So that's a total of quick math. That is 9 picks. I just don't think we need to add more. And so if they moved back, I don't know how they would get a deal done where they're not acquiring more. So those first three names are the only ones I'd be like, I'm okay with this. I'm okay waiting to address the offensive line until the second or third round to get a Cooper DeJean, a Quinion Mitchell, a Terrion Arnold. Other names, I've seen Nate Wiggins going early second. I just think that's where the gap stops. So I would be bummed for seeing anyone else than those first three in the first round unless there was some change. But in the second round, guys like Nate Wiggins from Clemson, guys from Alabama like Kool-Aid McKinstry, I was hyped up much earlier in the draft process. I don't remember if there was an injury or what his deal is. But he has very much fallen off. I thought he was the top cornerback for a while, and things have shaken up as the draft gets closer, as they always do. But I'm not seeing him get selected in the first round pretty much at all anymore. And so I wouldn't want to see that name late in the first round for us. Just think we could get him later. And then the only one rated higher than Sanristil is TJ Tampa from Iowa State, but I do think I like what you said about Mike more than I do TJ Tampa. So those are the names that I'd be okay seeing in the first or second round. And then it gets deeper into, like, this is a deep cornerback class, and it really takes off from there about a number of different guys. I've seen a number of different names at the second or third round for the Niners at cornerback. And we could spend two episodes talking about the rest of the cornerback class for them. So don't know how much we really need to do that. Timmy, one of the last things I really want to make sure we get time on is I do think linebacker is still a need for us, even with, I think Leonard Floyd and Yetur Gross-Mauser are definitely both more edge rushers than they are linebackers. I know sometimes they're listed as linebackers. But we got Fred Warner. We re-signed Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles. And Dre Greenlaw, I think, is going to miss the majority of the year, if not all of it. So I do think linebacker is, even with Devondre Campbell, I think it is still somewhat of a need. Now, I don't want to see it addressed in the first two rounds.
You know?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting one. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Just going to say, I think the one other need that I could see addressed in the second or third round, I just want to see us address the O-line first. I think I would still like us to see address the cornerback position before we get to, but I was going to start talking about some of the defensive linemen, but let me hear your linebacker thoughts before we do that.
Yeah, I think you're right that it's a need. However, you know, I heard a lot last season, and I've heard this offseason, that the team was really impressed with both of their rookies at that spot last year, D. Winters and Jalen Graham. So I just say that to say if I think it seems like them making a leap and being bigger contributors is not impossible. And so I wonder if the team is more confident there than we think, because the buzz on those guys was that the Niners were pretty happy with them. So that's really my only comment.
That's super encouraging, especially D. Winters. I think he got in more. I think Jalen Graham, I can't remember if he's more edge, more linebacker, or if they were kind of trying to figure out where that was. Yeah, I would agree. And I just think the addition of Devondre Campbell as well, an experienced guy with the Packers, puts me at ease. But also, I feel like the last few years, there really have not been some top-tier linebackers. Or is that more of just a not very like specialty position? What's the word for that?
Yeah, I think the premium is just on the edge rushers. Like, that's the attention you're going to see on linebackers. It's just always going to be edge rushers first. So honestly, I'm not well versed enough to know if maybe it's just been kind of a drought. But my hunch is that just the focus in the linebacker position is on edge rushers, because that's the most exciting.
No, I agree with that, and I think you see a lot of production. I think the NFL, I think a lot of people will look at linebackers racking up tackles, and we're like, yeah, so what? There are a lot of tackles made all the time, but they like the sacks. They like seeing guys who can get sacks, who can put pressure and maybe force some interceptions. Tackles are a lot less sexy of a stat, so to speak. So I could see that. But I don't think there's definitely some good edge rushers in this class. And I unless there was a really good one at our 31st overall pick, like, I've seen things. I really don't know how he would be there, but Jared Verse from Florida State. A mock draft I pulled up right now, he's the 23rd pick to the Cardinals after a mock trade with the Vikings. If somehow he fell and he was at 31, like, I'd be stoked about that. But I think it would be addressing the wrong need, but it would be great value. And so then I would love to see them go hard at an offensive line after that. I've seen drafts where Chop Robinson doesn't go in the first round and he's available for us. I think that is a name I would probably prefer to pass on and address the O-line. But as we get into the D-line for a minute, there's not, because D-line is a premium position, is it not? Maybe less so than edge. But I think this is a lighter class.
I agree. Yeah, the edge rushers are what you're gonna see talked about, right? It's just the most fun. Like, sacks are the most fun defensive thing to watch. Like, that's what people like from the casual fan perspective. That is where it's gonna be. Defensive tackles. Let's see how many. My guy, Dane Brugler of The Athletic, has two. Tackles projected to potentially be first round.
Yeah,
backs,
so. And if I don't think they would be available for us, that's Jazon Newton from Illinois, ranked 8th for Pro Football Focus. Byron Murphy, they go back and forth about which one's the top defensive lineman.
Yeah. Those are the two names.
And exactly. Then I've seen good things about guys like Braden, is it Fiske from Florida State, but I wouldn't want to see that in the first round.
And, you know, I think you bring up a good point, though, that offensive edge rusher needs is something the 49ers love to do, right? So say something like Leatu Latu out of UCLA. Some think he's the best edge rusher in this class. He's also had a really serious neck injury, was medically retired for a year before he got to UCLA. Yeah. So maybe a lot of teams look and they're like, whoa, 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 this medical history is way more severe than we thought when he gets in for the physical, and maybe he falls to the end of the first. I mean, if that happens, the 49ers might want to snap him up, right? So someone like that, Leatu, people might laugh at me for suggesting that Latu could fall to the 49ers, but that medical history could be really, really serious. And so maybe he drops. In that case, maybe we don't want him because of that. But I think him significantly falling because of the medical history is on the table.
Yeah, so I'm with that. I pulled up just another mock draft. CBS, no trade for the Niners in the first round, and they select offensive tackle from Arizona, Jordan Morgan. But what I just want to note real quick is, you know, I disagree with some of these picks. And when I see things like they mock drafted the Vikings trade up with the Cardinals and select J.J. McCarthy 4th overall. I totally see things like that happening. But have you heard much about people question, is Marvin Harrison Jr. really the number one receiver? There's talk about...
Yeah, that's just we have too much time to talk about.
And I agree. But so I look at this draft and it,
Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best receiver in this draft.
So I agree, but then in this draft right here, it says the Chargers take Malik Nabers 5 and Giants take Marvin Harrison 6, and I'm just like...
That's just... It's too much time to think about. We have too much time to think about the draft.
So, to the Jets, 10, you got Fuaga going, and then two cornerbacks, and then Latham, 13 to the Raiders, Fashanu, 14 to the Saints, Fatanu, and they do list him as interior offensive lineman. He goes 16th to the Seahawks, and then the first defensive lineman off the board is Byron Murphy. Latu, 19th to the Rams, and there goes Amarius Mims, 20th to the Steelers. Graham Barton, this is the earliest I've seen him go, at 21 to the Dolphins.
This is an interesting draft just because of how much disparity you are seeing in where guys are going in the first round.
Yeah, it is interesting for that very reason. And then just getting to the Niners pick, 25th overall is Kingsley Suamatia. Wow, that one's tough. But he goes to the Packers. And then right before us, the Ravens get Tyler Guyton. And so Jordan Morgan is there for us. And that is a lot more offensive linemen going than I've seen in other mock drafts. And that's a lot of them. And so if Jordan Morgan is really the best available offensive lineman at our pick, I'm okay with that. But I think I would be bummed if we're seeing them go this quickly and the Niners don't make any move. I think Jordan Morgan, at least in my rankings, he is the last first round offensive lineman I'd like to see. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I agree. I think we've talked a lot about the first round. I think it's going to be a really fun draft. As we kind of wrap up, Daniel, let's hear if you could pick out of all the guys we've talked about or somebody else, who do you want the 49ers to take with their first round pick? Caveat being it has to be someone who's somewhat reasonable to be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put it in my brain, and now I am full swing David Lombardi. Let us trade up, and let's get Troy Fatanu from Washington. I'm all about that. I love the flexibility that he has. As you said, he played left tackle for the Huskies, but he has positional flexibility, and that's a sexy word in draft talk. And so I think he could easily be a starting offensive guard, or he could take time and learn under Trent and be more of a tackle as well, but not quite at our... Or definitely not at our pick, right? So I'll answer your question with no trade, but know that is my number one desire, is to trade up for Fatanu. My answer is Amarius Mims, but I really...
That's mine too.
Just what I'm seeing is that he's not going to be there. And all the drafts I'm seeing, he's not going to be there. So I could be down. I think I'm a little more... skeptical of Graham Barton. I don't really know why. I think it's just a less of a name than those two guys, but he also has positional flexibility. He played guard, like he could play guard or center as well, but he has experience as tackle as well. And so I think those names I feel good about. I think I've seen a lot of good things about Jackson Powers Johnson. I just don't know if he'll be there or not. So if I had to give you...
I think I'm Mims. I think the one that would be the most fun that I'm a little excited by the idea is Cooper DeJean. I think that'd be fun. I think he's just such an incredible athlete. It'd be fun to get him on the Niners. But Amarius Mims I think he's got a crazy high ceiling just because of his size and mm-hmm. how little he's played. And I just think the Niners would just be the perfect spot to develop him. So Mims is far and away my pick.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I was trying to find a different name than you just so we could have some differentiating opinions here.
It's more fun when we agree.
And I really just do think unless somehow some of these other offensive linemen go late, they won't. So Mims, he's ranked 22 on Pro Football Focus on the big board. Cooper DeJean is 9, so I just don't see how. I don't see how DeJean would be there. Barton is 25th, so Graham Barton seems like the most likely pick if he's still there, unless Mims is. But just from all that we're seeing, I don't know. kind of how that would happen. So, and I do think one last thought on Cooper DeJean is why I think he's going to be such a hot commodity, because this is not a very big safety class. I think the highest ranked true safety is Tyler Newbin from Minnesota, and he's ranked 26. But because it is such a lower class in that regard, I haven't seen him go first round or even very high in the second round whatsoever, because so many quarterbacks and offensive tackle and receivers are going to go early. A lot of these other positions are going to go late. I'm going to throw out one other thing. One other thing, because I saw this in one spot and it made me think, but I did see a thought where a wide receiver from Georgia, Ladd McConkey, where I believe I saw him mocked to the Niners at 31, definitely didn't get as much playtime comparatively to some of the other stars that have been on Georgia in years past. But I remember my wife went to Ole Miss, so I'm an Ole Miss fan, and I remember watching Georgia steamroll Ole Miss, and a lot of it was to Ladd McConkey. And I think he is a fun player, and I think he'll go early in the second round. But if somehow the Niners said, hey, we're going wide receiver, a lot of them are taken, I do think there is some strong upside to him. I don't necessarily see that happening, but he is ranked 33 overall on the Pro Football Focus big board. So just kind of throwing out one more name. Not something I see, but I just wanted to note that there has been some talk there, and he's ranked higher than guys like Jordan Morgan, but who are those guys make more sense as picks for the Niners.
Yeah. All right. Well, as you can tell, there's a lot to talk about for this draft, so enjoy getting ready for draft season. And as always, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Daniel, any parting thoughts?
Yeah, what today is the 12th, so I'm trying to think, do we have another episode before the draft, or is this is our draft one?
This might be our final pre-draft episode, yeah. So next time you hear us, we'll be reacting to the 49ers bringing in Mims.
I love it. I got excited as you said that, and so that tells me I feel great about that.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, and as always, stay safe out there.